This past Sunday, March 20th, 2022, we sustained a cyber attack that took down one of our servers hard. As a result, we had to actually shutter some of the more legacy features of the site. It's been a very trying and challenging week, but we are finally climbing out of this hole. To be absolutely clear, we have no reason to believe that there was any compromise of sensitive data. We are fully PCI compliant. Credit card information does not even live on our machines. So while there was no compromise of data, unfortunately, there was the destruction of data. What we sustained was malicious and purely destructive. Having said that, not one sermon was lost. Charles Dickens opens his book, A Tale of Two Cities, with this phrase, "It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times." And that's how this week feels to me. When you come under a cyber attack, it's definitely the worst of times. And when you're under that kind of pressure and frustration, we don't always get it right. And the Lord had to teach me a very hard lesson, that man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away, and I had to repent. It was the worst of times, but I say it was also the best of times. In what way? Well, our team really rallied together. I couldn't be more thankful. It was all hands on deck. It was virtually 24/7 trying to solve and salvage this problem. And so we recovered as much as we could. But not only that, but we were inspired to develop in record time a brand new tool for the churches, the broadcasters, called the Speaker Manager. And this tool is in the dashboard now. And with this, you can update the bio and the photos of the speakers. It's beautiful. The best of times. 2 Corinthians 4 says it this way, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Yes, it was a difficult week. Of course it was a difficult week. It was a tiring week. It was very taxing. It was challenging on every level. It was the worst of times. But the Lord taught us a thing or two about life and about loss and just how dependent we are on Him. It was the best of times. We could focus on the negative. We could focus on the worst. But we could also focus on that which is best. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed.